you take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 119, verse 63. We're going to look at three verses in this beautiful psalm, Psalm 119. Look at 63, then we're going to look at 66, 63, 66, and then we're going to go back to verse 58, okay? And I'm going to do this from four different translations, all three of these verses from four different translations. I was excited this morning as I read this psalm. What a fantastic psalm.
Yeah.
Psalm 119 describes the whole Bible, tells you all about God in one psalm. It goes on forever, but in our daily Bible reading, we get to break it up into little pieces so we can enjoy each part more fully. In the Message Bible, it says, I'm a friend and companion to all who fear you, of those committed to living by your rules. In King James, it says, I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. In the New American Standard, it says, I am a companion of all those who fear you, and of those who keep your precepts. Very close to the King James. And in the New Living, it says, I am a friend to anyone who fears you, anyone who obeys your commandments. And this is really neat because I read it and it stirred my heart because how dear friendships are in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. How dear Christian friends can be to each of us. And it's because we're all running after God. We're seeking God. We love His commandments. Do we keep them all the time? But that we're there to help each other when we stumble. Amen. And there's dear, true, deep friendships. God does the connecting between us. And it was neat because as I walked into church this morning, someone told me that they had had another couple over for a meal. And they were saying what a wonderful time they had. And having just read this verse this morning, I thought, oh my gracious, of course. And that's totally understandable. Both these couples, all four people involved, love you and fear you, Lord, and are walking to the best of their ability with God's help in the ways of His commandments. So why wouldn't they have a wonderful time together? So that was really precious. Then he goes on, the psalmist goes on in verse 66, drop down to 66 now. And it says, message says, train me in good common sense. I'm thoroughly committed to living your way. Whoa, yes, I love that. I love the heart of the psalmist. Sometimes we don't always feel that way. But the Bible says we can feel this way. Amen. King James says, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed your commandments. New American Standard says, teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. And the New Living says, I believe in your commandments. Now teach me good judgment and knowledge. The bottom line is, Lord, we believe you, and we really do desire. And it's the confession of our mouths. It's our desire to walk in your ways. Not go our own way, but to walk in your ways. Now we're going to skip back to verse 58. And this is the whole story. 58 sums it up. It sums it up absolutely beautiful. In King James it says, I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to your word. New American Standard says, I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious unto me according to your word. New Living says, with all my heart, I want your blessings. Be merciful as you promised. And Message says, I beg you from the bottom of my heart, smile, be gracious to me, just as you promised. I love that. I beg you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, smile, be gracious to me, just as you promised. Let's stand and say Psalm 119, verse 58 from all four translations together. This is what it's all about. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your word. With all my heart, I want your blessings. Be merciful as you promised. I beg you from the bottom of my heart, smile, be gracious to me, just as you promised. Amen. Smile, Lord,
yes,
as we lift up our voices in worship to you this morning. For indeed, in you, and only in you, do we live and move and have our being.
Amen.
That's what makes it work. Being in him, we lift you up, Jesus, and we're thankful for all your precious promises to us.